Hello, everyone. In the background, you can hear the theme music from Peanuts, the character that delighted millions of people and young adults from years gone by. Charlie Brown, as a gentle and kindergarten character, of often depicted as a shy and full of anxieties. In one memorable scene, Charlie stated, "I develop a new philosophy, dread one day at a time." Charlie's mindset can be found in many workplaces. In an author of a book, Strength-Based Leadership, by Tom Rath, back in 2009, he said, on average, time spending with your boss consistently is rated as the least pleasurable activity of any given day. In other words, of Peanuts character Linus, oh, good grief. Thing about this, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is that you, the manager, are the most critical portion to an employee's engagement. And it's important for you to focus on what your people do best, focus on their strengths. And then the largest studies that have been done in the world, all the research points to that same direction. Those who can focus on what their employees do best and work on the strengths of those employees and help them do more of what they do better, or best, I should say, have better outcomes with their groups and their teams. For example, you have about an eightfold increase in productivity when your employees are engaged in what they do and they're allowed to do best what they do, or they're allowed to do what they do best every day. Ask yourself, am I allowed to do what I do best every day? People who can answer that question positively have some wonderful outcomes. 60% of those who been asked about that question, hey, this is very important to them. Male employees, regardless of generation, place this importance on this aspect of their jobs. Am I allowed to do what I do best every day is the number one attribution of engaged employees. And why I bring it to your attention is one of the things that I offer when I work with groups, teams, organizations, individuals, is we figure out what they do best and what they want to do more of. And then within the structure of our organization, we help them be able to do what they do best and help teams do what they do best and build around those team activities that can help the overall team by what everybody is doing best and what they want to do more of. So something for you to consider. It is one of the points that I bring over to you repeatedly on these podcasts is know what your employees do best. And the way to find that out is ask them about their strengths. And so find out what they do best. They don't know their strengths, so use the Strength Finder to help identify your employees' top strengths, and then have a coach come in or a coach on over the phone or however you want to do it, help you and your employees identify that. You can find strength coaches on the Gallup website. They're all over the world, and you can find many at SOAR.com as well, because many of the best Gallup coaches are there. I'm proud to be associated with SOAR.com, and so it's one of those places where you can find help when your whatever your organizational need is.